Hey, welcome back. What will land? Because I was out on Friday, I still wanted to spend some time today going over the May jobs report because it was a little bit better than expected. To break down the numbers, we are turning to Jennifer Winklejohn from Robert Half International. Good morning, Jen.
Hi, Kayla. Yes, you're right. We have a unique disposition this morning that we get to see how the market reacted and what this number really means. So it was a great number. Expectation was that it would be 180 to 190,000, and it was blown out of the water to 339,000. And the interesting number that you and I talk about a lot is, why do we see that unemployment number tick up from 3.4 to 3.7% with such a strong number? And the reality is, you know, across the United States, it's still a very strong market. So we continue to see people come off of the sidelines. We did have a marginal increase in new initial unemployment claims, only by about 2,000. As it relates week over week, because that number changes every week. But overall, it's still a very, very strong number. So you're seeing all over the news, like, this is a Goldilocks reaction to the jobs number, that basically this market is saying, you know what, we're pretty bullish. We are still going to continue to hire. We still are going to continue to invest. We don't think the feds will possibly do another rate hike. I saw something this morning that said they think they're going to kick the can, you know, down the way in June. Now, you know, the likelihood that that will continue in July, probably not. But I think just overall, it still feels good. We still have good average hourly earnings. They did increase, as it relates to this month, 11 cents or 0.3%. But the 12-month gain is 4.3%. And for those that are job changers, it still is very positive, which is why we see this quit rate remain so high. The job change increase is about 12.1% versus staying in your job seeing an increase of 6.5%. So, you know, small to mid-sized companies still very, very strong on the hiring front. Large companies have done a pullback. We have seen that. So the larger companies have done the most layoffs. We're not seeing them hire at the rapid fire rate that small to mid-sized are. They're getting their chance now. But we still have 10.1 million job openings out there. So
wow,
just a little below two openings for every unemployed person. So it still feels hot. I would say that, you know, employers are, you know, they've learned through COVID that they need to hold on to their employees, even in a pullback in their own markets, be it construction or technology, where we're seeing those sectors really do most of the layoffs. So it remains pretty tight out there for everyone, and Indiana's no different. I mean, our unemployment rate is 3%. We saw an increase of 14,200 jobs last month. So we remain even more bullish than I would say the overall United States as it relates to job tightness.
Well, let's talk specifically about Indiana here really quick, Jen, while I have you. For folks who are still looking for a job, or maybe they want to just switch things up right now, because I know that's big too. What are some available jobs that we have here in the Hoosier State?
Excellent question. So there's multiple industries that we're seeing hiring in. So we've got opportunities in Hicksville, Fort Wayne, Elkhart, Columbia City, Warsaw, Auburn, Indiana, and they range from staff accounting roles to accounting managers, sales assistants, customer service. We're seeing a lot of succession take place right now of those that are nearing retirement in the next 2 to 3 years, really lining up for their employers. You know, what does that controller, CFO look like? And we have four of those opportunities right now, and they're all on the accounting and finance side. But these positions are paying way more than we saw prior to COVID. So a lot of these are CPAs or degreed accountants. Some of them are HR manager type roles. Some are senior leadership at like a COO level. But they range anywhere from $60,000 a year to $200,000 a year. So
wow,
we're still a very, very strong accounting and finance market in Fort Wayne.
Yeah, I'd say so. Jen, where can I find those jobs?
Yep, you can find us online at roberthalf.com, or you can always give us a call in the office at 489-9425.
All right, that's Jennifer Winklejohn from Robert Half International joining us here on Well. Well, we check in with Jen every month when the monthly jobs report is dropped. For right now, we need to check in with Michael McIntyre. He's standing by. He's got the top three things you need.
Podcasts by Federated Media.